What was once known as Indian Island will now be called Tulawat Island, as the land now belongs to its rightful caretakers, the Wiat tribe. On Monday, October 21st, the transfer of Tulawat Island back to the tribe was made official by Susan Seaman, the mayor of Eureka. Tulawat Island is the largest of three located between the Samoa and Eureka channels within Humboldt Bay and primarily consists of tidal marsh. Over time, the island changed its topography, in part due to a process known as shell mounding, which increased the elevation of the island, as the Wiat people would continually place clamshells in the same location over a period of centuries. This mound is over 6 acres in size and has been carbon dated to be at least 1,000 years old. The entire island is nearly 200 acres in size that stretch a mile long and a mile wide. The Wiat tribe considers Tulawat to be the center of the universe, and on the island, at the start of each year, a ceremonial dance called the World Renewal Ceremony was held, which lasted 7 to 10 days. Ceremonial masks were worn during the dance, and all people were welcomed. No one was turned away. Traditionally, the men would leave the island and return the next day with supplies. That tradition was interrupted in 1860, when a group of white men from Eureka massacred as many as 250 people, mostly Wiat women, children, and elders who were sleeping, as the Wiat men had already left to gather supplies. Sadly, this was not the only massacre that took place that night. Two other village sites were raided on the Eel River and on the South Spit. Over 150 years after the visit from the homicidal colonialist, the Wiat tribe once again held their World Renewal Ceremony in 2014. That process began in 2001 when the tribe actually purchased 1.5 acres of Tulawat that was considered a brownfield site as its soils were drenched with chemicals from a boat repair facility that operated there for nearly 120 years. The city of Eureka later deeded the surrounding 60 acres to the Wiat tribe, where they have spent over $300,000 in environmental remediation efforts, all with the intention of bringing back the World Renewal Ceremony to heal the wounds of the island's dark history. The healing for the Wiat tribe continues, as 240 out of the 280 acres has been officially returned to the tribe yesterday, Monday, October 21st. After yesterday's ceremony, I got a chance to speak with Michelle Vassell, tribal administrator, and Cheryl Sider, cultural liaison with the Wiat tribe, in this interview. Cheryl, would you mind if we start this interview by discussing the history of Tulawat Island?
It started February 26th or February 27th, 1860, to get our island back when it was so wrongfully taken. After the massacre, or the massacres, because there were three within the 24-hour period of time. And the most that anybody has ever remembered was the Indian Island at Tulawat because of Bret Harte, and who wrote about it, and it went to San Francisco, then it went over to New York. And so we've been maybe not consciously trying to get the island back since that time, but we started again and anew in the 70s, and then again in the 90s. And then we purchased 1.5 acres of Indian Island in 2000. And in 2003, I called up the new mayor of Eureka and said, I would like to have the island back. And he said, oh, well, let's talk about it. And so we talked about it. And by May of 2004, it was a unanimous vote to give back over 40 acres of Indian Island. Years later goes by, and I was no longer tribal chair, but I was sitting on council at the time. And with that, I petitioned the tribal council to let's go for the rest of the island that the city owns. And we said yes, and off we went. And today we made history by the city of Eureka giving back over 200 acres of Indian Island, which is now, from this point forward, called Tulawat Island.
Can you explain why Tulawat is so important to Wiat people?
It is the center of our world. It is where we go to pray, go to have ceremonies, go to put on our world renewal ceremony to heal the world. And at one time, our world was small. And today, we are global. And we want to make the world right. We want to balance the world and heal it. And so that's why the Indian Island, or Tulawat Island, is important.
What do you think this reacquisition means for other tribes, and do you think this will set a precedent?
I do believe that it's a possibility. Since the city of Eureka is the first to have done this ever in 2004 and again today in 2019, to return land back to a tribe, and this is the first city in the history of the United States of America that has happened. And we look forward to helping anybody else, any municipality and any tribe, to come together to talk about if the city itself owns tribal land, that it would be time to give it back. We are in a new millennium, and it's time to look beyond self. It's time to heal.
What is the next move for the Wiat people and Tulawat Island, and how can allies support you?
I will give that over to Michelle.
So I believe, I don't know how many people know about the years and years and years of environmental work that we have done on the island, but the tribe actually received a site award from the EPA for the work that we had done on the island over the years. But when the tribe purchased back the 1.5 acres in 2000, the portion of the island that the tribe purchased was actually an environmental disaster. And we worked with many people in the community over the years to clean that up, between just volunteers, our friends, our family, as many people as we could to ask to help. We've done that. Humboldt Baykeepers has come out and helped. A lot of the local businesses have come out and helped, donated supplies. The owner of the Mattaket has helped us to transport people and volunteers over to the island on certain occasions. But that's the kind of work that we foresee in the future, is continuing that work on the other section of the island, the newly acquired section. You know, we haven't really had access to do the invasive species work that the tribe's been working on the other side of the highway. So it's going to be a lot of work coming up here, and there's ways that people can help by, lending a hand when there's a call for volunteers, or, just promoting awareness of invasive species we're trying to remove. And also the regrowth of native species and habitat restoration. So I think that another important aspect of things that the tribe is working on is cultural revitalization and the return of ceremony to that part of the island, which has, until today, not really been accessible. So, the cultural department will really be working on that part of the work. We're hoping eventually to have ceremonial grounds that we can be working on in return of ceremony there.
Michelle, in closing, is there anything you would like to add?
I just think this is a really great day for this community. Both for me, it's really changing the historical narrative. People came together and they did something, and they've made change in this community. And a lot of healing work has gone over the course of the last, 30 years, 40 years, 60 years. There's been a lot of work that got us to this point, and that involves a lot of people, whether it is, individual leaders, Wiat tribal leaders, Eureka community leaders, but also just regular everyday people that have They showed up to the vigils over time. They showed up to, when we were working to buy that 1.5 acres, you know, there was a lot of people from this community that donated to our art auctions that we had, artists that came out from the community that donated their work to be able to make that happen. And then people that bought art to help that happen. We had music festivals for many years. We had musicians that came from all over the country to help support this effort, and then people that bought tickets to those events. And, you know, all of those people, those everyday people, really helped to make this happen. And this is really a big day for the whole community.
And Cheryl, would you like to share your final thoughts?
My last parting words, you know, it is a good day. And I pray that the world will see that we came together, Indian and non-Indian alike, and said, enough is enough. And here it is that we are going to give back your sacred land, and we are going to do it together as a unit, as a community, and that it can't always be about money. It's got to be for the health of the community.
To read more about the Wiat Tribe's Tulawat Project, you can visit their website, www.wiat.us. And to see photos and videos of Monday's ceremony, you can visit the Wiat Tribe's Facebook page.